This is Twit.
So, among other things, Tim took this opportunity to throw a little shade on
a little.
Oh, he roasted them.
this was a polemic.
If a business says, "Mr. Cook, I wish I, you know what? If I were better at this at my job, I would have already had the video clip of him saying this picked out, so I could let him say it." But I didn't.
Oh, if you go to my YouTube channel, I just have these. I just have the 10 best seconds of it.
Oh,
in one video.
Thank you, Renee Ritchie, for doing the work I should have done.
I did slap some B-roll on it, so it wasn't quite all as Tim, but it's his words.
All right. Well, we don't care about that. Let's see. Where
called Apple.
You do so many videos, I can't find it.
On the right. On the right-hand side with Facebook.
With Facebook on fire.
Belong to the innovations that make our lives better, more fulfilled, and more human? Or will it belong to those tools that prize our attention to the exclusion of everything else, compounding our fears and aggregating extremism to serve ever more invasively targeted ads over all other ambitions?
Who does that, Tim? Who's doing that? Who's doing that?
Mark Facebook, I believe is his name.
By the way, can I ask you just a technical question? Why did you put him in portrait video? Why did you put him in vertical video?
So YouTube is pushing this new thing called Shorts because they're trying desperately to compete with TikTok. So if you do a video under a minute
that's vertical.
And has the word Shorts in it, then it gets pushed through YouTube's short system.
Let's hear it again.
Will
one more time.
The future belong to the innovations that make our lives better, more fulfilled, and more human?
Apple.
Or will it belong to those tools that prize our attention to the exclusion of everything else?
Facebook and Google.
Compounding our fears and aggregating extremism to serve ever more invasively targeted ads over all other ambitions.
Did I mention Tim Cook? Facebook and Google. Facebook and Google. He says, if a business is built on misleading users, on data exploitation, on choices that are no choices at all, it does not deserve our praise. It deserves reform. Too many are still asking the question, how much can we get away with, when they should be asking, what are the consequences? Wow.
Yeah. The first 5 minutes particularly were very, very direct about the Apple's particular support of the GDPR in the EU. It really does seem as though they're intending to champion further legislation worldwide. It makes me wonder how many different people in Congress right now are trying to line him up as a friend to testify on behalf of any sort of future legislation to modify Section 230 or in any other way. Make sure that services, online services, have better accountability and more responsibility, or have limits to their growth. It does. As always, I believe that this is very, very sincere, and he's making points that are very, very important that have been on a lot of people's minds. However, he's very, very brave when he's talking about how angry he is with an industry that Apple has absolutely no part of, is making absolutely no money in. You talk about right to repair. Oh, suddenly there's like, well, over a heavy-handed regulation is anathema to the development of fine technology. But this was such a big on that exact same day. They also released like a white paper. It's actually more like a kid's book called A Day in the Life of Your Data. This is subtitled A Father-Daughter Day at the Fair at the Playground. After a juicy Steve Jobs quote, they tells a story about John planning a day at the park with his daughter and everything. When he checks the weather, he's being tracked. And when he buys an ice cream with his credit card, being tracked. And this is a full court press. This is not just Apple suddenly feeling as though Facebook has suddenly crossed the line with their attempts to maybe file a civil antitrust suit against the company. This is a long campaign that they are planning out. So if you're going to the mattresses on this one, let's just say.
I do think that Apple would have quietly just required people to approve that Facebook's going to chase them all over the internet. And Apple wouldn't have said anything more if Facebook hadn't picked such a fight. You know, I think Apple was happy to just keep on tightening the screws and doing it quietly and doing what they're doing, And the problem is that Facebook, you know, it's an existential threat. And so they're, of course, reacting. But the reaction means that Apple has to defend itself and Apple has the high ground. I mean, nobody wants to get those ads. so the problem, right. You know, no one's gonna be tracked. No one cares about the performance of their ads, you know, that came out here. So the issue is that Facebook is in a disadvantaged position, and they've tried to move on that disadvantaged position. Apple's in an advantaged position, and now it's going to press down, you know, and I think
Facebook's smart because they're saying it's not us. It's not, don't think about it as damaging us. Think about all the small businesses who buy ads on Facebook. That's who's really suffering is the little guy.
No. I will say, you know, this came up in our office hours this morning. Someone asked, like, where should you advertise? You know, ask me, like,
Facebook.
I'm not saying, I was like, Facebook. And Google. I mean, like that. I don't even understand how any other ad network survives.
Yeah,
you know,
because
I know enough about how it works that it is, it's stunning. It's like looking into the sun.
It's killing our business.
And so, yeah, so the thing is that it.
Actually, you know what it's doing, Alex, is it's making my business, podcasting, and every other business seek the same kind of information. So that's why Spotify is buying up podcasts, why Amazon's buying up podcasts, because if you use the Spotify app, they can provide the same kind of information that Facebook does. So what Facebook is in effect doing by being so good at this is forcing everybody else who wants to sell ads to try to do the same thing, to try to, you know, aggregate this information.
There's a difference, though. Like the difference that they is that Facebook is willing to cross a line that Apple isn't, and I don't think even Google is, where there have been business opportunities in the past where Apple has said, we don't want to make this kind of money. And even Google has said, and I'm not saying like even Google, but Google, whose business is predicated on all of this sort of data harvesting, has said, we don't want to make that kind of money. And even in the analytics business, there are companies that get really detailed analytics that do not care at all who it belongs to. They want to know the what, how many people, blah, 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 blah. But they don't care about knowing any individual person. And at every one of these instances, it is documented that even when other executives pled with them saying, we do not need to do this, it'll only cost us a little bit less money not to do it. The direction from Mark Zuckerberg et al. Was no, do it more, be even more invasive, keep going. And I think that's the point where it trips into egregiousness for some people. Many people,
even in specific response to Apple's new requirements for app disclosure and nutrition labels, so to speak, Google's response has apparently been, we feel as though we can achieve what we need to achieve within this framework, both by a combination of accepting that this is going to affect everybody, not just us, but and also we are Google. We have ways. If there's something we absolutely need, there's a way around it that will not violate Apple's terms. It is emblematic of the way that Facebook operates, that when you have one person who is very, very much in charge of everything, the mood swings of one person can swing the entire ship very, very fast. So Facebook, run by Zuckerberg, is capable of doing what could be self-destructive things that Alphabet, led by Sundar Pichai, definitely would not be doing.
Yeah, Google. Well, I think that Google also has figured out, I think, technologically, a way to get all of the information without using Apple's ID for advertisers.
But they also make compelling offers. Where Facebook doesn't want to offer us anything, Google's like, "Give us your photos, we'll give you a way better photo app." And Facebook's like, "We're just going to take it. We don't want to ask you.
You
don't want to give
you. Well,
you
get Facebook. We just want to take it. For what it's worth, you get Facebook.
Google doesn't have a social network.
Go ahead,
Alex.
I was going to say, Google doesn't have a social network where there's a handoff from the phone to the rest of the world. Google is the rest of the world. And so they don't, if Google Plus had become a thing and it was on the phone and they were doing that handoff, that'd be a problem. For Facebook, it's much different because you click on something and then it takes you to the web, or you go out of that, and they need to know where you went when you did that. With Google, you're in their space, you know, you're in their space all the time, you know, and those things are all tied together. So they can see the performance. It's not just being able to identify who you are, it's being able to see the performance of the ad. And so, you know, like when you click on a Google ad, it's paying attention to, you know, when you went, how long you went to that website, how many deep clicks did you make? Did you do a purchase? All of those things are in that data that Google has. And I don't think that Google wants, they don't want to bring attention to it. This is the problem that Facebook is willing to fight. And the problem is the more they talk, the worse it gets. You know, the more Facebook talks about why you should do it, the more everyone goes, ooh, like I don't want to go there. And so the problem is Google is much more, they're smarter about it in the sense that they don't want people thinking about how deep they go. And so they're not going to talk about it. They're like, we'll figure it out on the back end, because they don't want to bring to light the incredibly invasive amount of data that they're pulling in. And it makes our searches better, and it makes, you know, a lot of things work a little bit more conveniently, and it does do that. I mean, so there is a benefit to that, and small businesses absolutely benefit from Facebook, because it means that you're spending a lot less money to get to the people.
It's very efficient.
I mean, you're in, you know, when you talk to advertisers, they talk about, you know, the multipliers, you know, like what's the multiplier, how many dollars in to how many dollars out. And they know that information.
Absolutely.
You know, and so the thing is that the multipliers are incredible, you know, and so the thing is that, but for small businesses that are trying to get the word out that you need that advertising, it's so much more effective than a billboard or a classified ad or, you know, mailing with the USPS. All of those things are, you know, just small potatoes compared to how much you can target it. When I looked at doing advertising, you know, in the past for Pixel Core, you know, I looked at that and when I saw the targeting, it was
amazing.
Just stunning.
Yeah.
Like just stunning what I could spend and how many people I could reach. You know, and so I think that people underestimate that. But I still think that the more Facebook shouldn't talk about it. They should figure out a solution, because again, the more they talk about this process, the more gooey it sounds. You know, it's like someone trying to dig their way out of something. You're like, put down the shovel, just put it down. Like you know, just stop digging.
To be fair, though, I mean, Facebook is the leader in this and very good at it. But ad tracking is becoming more and more
pervasive.
And yeah. You know, there's huge pressure on us as a podcaster to do ad tracking. This is what advertisers. And you know, by the way, there's the jury's still out. on you know, how effective targeted ads are and stuff. I agree with you that they're efficient, Alex, and certainly you don't want to spend one ad dollar advertising to somebody who's not in the market for your product. So that's where Facebook really wins. But nevertheless, ad tracking, buying Google ads, there are some issues. And if it were that perfect, you know. People would be, you know, less willing to cast it to the wind. But, you know, as Cory Doctorow points out right now, it's the largest consumer boycott in the history of the world is the use of ad blockers and tracker blockers.